This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. External Affairs Ministry today said, the sourcing of India's defence requirements is determined solely by countries' national security imperatives and strategic assessments. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this while briefing media in New Delhi in reply to a query on defence procurements. On energy sourcing, the spokesperson asserted that New Delhi is guided by what is on offer in the markets and by the prevailing global circumstances.
On our energy sourcing requirements, you are aware of our broad approach that we look at what is there available in the market, what is there on offer, and also what is the prevailing global situation or circumstances.
Responding to a query on India-Russia ties, the spokesperson said, bilateral relationships with various countries stand on their own merit and should not be seen from the prism of a third country. He stressed that India and Russia have a steady and time-tested partnership. Mr. Jaiswal emphasized that India and the US share a comprehensive global strategic partnership anchored in shared interests, democratic values, and robust people-to-people ties. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day today following opposition uproar over various issues. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned till 12 noon and then finally for the day. When the Rajya Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering over various issues, including discussion on Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral roll in Bihar. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Amid the noisy scene, Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw replied to a question related to implementation of Digital Personal Data Protection DPDP Act 2023. The proceedings in the Lok Sabha was also disrupted due to the opposition uproar over various issues. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., members of the opposition parties started sloganeering, seeking discussion on SIR in Bihar. As the pandemonium continued, the House was adjourned for the day. The government has emphasized that the discussion to cease military action took place directly between India and Pakistan during the Operation Sindoor. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said, the discussion was held between armed forces of India and Pakistan through the existing channel of communication. He stressed that the request for ceasefire was initiated by the Pakistani side. On the query of third-party mediation, the minister said, India has made it clear to all the nations, including the US president, that any outstanding issues with Pakistan will be discussed only bilaterally. Hindi movie 12th Fail has won the Best Film Award in the 71st National Film Awards. Announcing the awards today in New Delhi this evening, Chairman of Jury Feature Film Ashutosh Guwarikar said, Shah Rukh Khan and Vikrant Massey have won the National Film Awards in Best Actor category for Jawan and 12th Fail. He said, Rani Mukherjee has been given Best Actress Award for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway.
Best Actress in a leading role goes to the Hindi film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. The actress is Rani Mukherjee. Best Actor in a leading role is a shared award. The first one going to the Hindi film Jawan, actor Shah Rukh Khan. The second shared award is for the Hindi film 12th Fail. The actor is Vikrant Massey.
The Marathi film Naal 2 was honoured with the Best Children's Film Award for the year 2023. Two coaches of the Jan Sadharan Express running from Muzaffarpur to Ahmedabad Sabarmati BG station derailed on the Delhi-Havda railway line after Panki Dham station near Bhaupur's outer area in Kanpur today. North Central Railway's Chief Public Relations Officer Shashikant Tripathi confirmed that the fifth and sixth coaches from the engine derailed at Bhaupur Yard. He added that no injury has been reported so far. In cricket, hosts England were 247 for 8 in their first innings against India on day 2 of the 5th and final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London when reports last came in. In badminton, second seed Lakshya Sen has advanced to the men's single semi-final of Macau Open after defeating Xu Zhuan Chen of China. He will next take on 5th seed Indonesian Alvi Farhan for a place in the final. Another Indian shuttler, Tharun Manipalli, also entered the semi-final after knocking out Chinese shuttler Hu Jian. And that is the end of this news bulletin.